Chell Anderson is a botanist and plant ecologist, and she joins us periodically to talk about phenology or what's going on in our woods and waters right now. Welcome back, Chell.
Hi.
Well, with all the crazy weather we've been having this year, I've been cloud watching to look for clues. I don't know that I'm getting any, so talk to me about clouds.
Sure. You know, this very familiar and common phenomena, but just a fascinating topic. I know you're really, you know, fascinated, as you said, by clouds, and we all hope to figure something out by watching the clouds. And we certainly have a lot more opportunities to really learn about and then utilize our knowledge with tools that most of us can access now that, no, I certainly couldn't, you know, for a lot of my adult life. So just like scientists, we can now look at satellite imagery real time of clouds and try to make sense of it more than just looking up at the clouds above us, although that's what I prefer to do. So clouds, just, you know, to start with the fundamentals, clouds are moisture. They're water. And there's always, especially in Minnesota, there's almost, except for in the coldest, driest part of the winter, there is water in the air. It's just in small enough drops that we can't see it because it's vapor. So it's invisible to our eyes. But as water vapor moves up in the sky to higher altitudes, the air is cooling, and that causes the moisture in the air, the water vapor in the air, to condense. But it has to condense around something. So it condenses around little specks of dust, or it condenses around even grains of sea salt that have been lofted up into the air. So it can also condense around ice, little bits of ice that are already up in the air. So any kind of foreign other foreign object in the air is something that the water in the air can condense around, and it forms droplets, which ultimately get large enough and as a mass that we can see. That's the cloud, and they remain as the cloud until something changes. You know, temperature creates them, makes them go back to vapor. They form larger droplets. They coalesce into larger droplets that then can fall out of the sky because gravity can work on them. They can't float around anymore. They fall out, and that's rain, or it's snowflakes, if the conditions are right, or it's hail. So that's what we see when we're looking up in the sky. We see that there are clouds, and that's basically water that we can observe in the sky. So beyond that, clouds are classified by their altitude. So there are clouds that occur at high level, middle level, and low level, basically three levels. And then they're classified by their shape. And the shapes have their own, you know, wonderful language associated with them.
Cumulonimbus and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, right. Now, don't you love those? I mean, if a person is a kind of a word or language person, you gotta love these names because they're just fun. So just a few translations. We don't need to dig deeply into this because people can do this on their own if they're interested. But so cirrus, that's probably a name that most people have heard or even know that are associated with clouds. A translation of cirrus would be fiber. A translation of cumulo, part of that name that you used, would be heap. So think of those cotton balls, right? In the case of cirrus, that fiber, think of people use the term mare's tails or horse's tails. That's a type of cirrus. There's also cirrus clouds form like streets. You sometimes see these just bands of clouds that are, you know, kind of curving through the sky. Or they form decks, bands that are more like decks. And then strata, that is a layer. That means a layer. So then the cloud names tend to be some combination of those words with other words like nimbus. Nimbus means rain. So if you have an alto nimbus, alto is another term that comes into clouds. And if you're a musician or music lover, you know that alto is the middle voice. Mm-hmm. So alto nimbus, they're middle level in terms of elevation and associated with rain, you know, likely to rain. So if cumulonimbus, that's rain clouds that are big heaps, you know, of cotton ball, fluffy mm-hmm. looking clouds. So it's a combination of those terms that helps classify and give a particular type of cloud its name and gives us some sense of, well, where is it in the sky and above us, and then what it might be associated with in terms of the weather we're going to experience. Other interesting phenomena related to clouds that people here may well have seen, that's associated with severe weather and so is a valuable cloud type to become familiar with, is the mammatus, which is the cloud form that the base of which looks like all these little pouches. They're often associated with severe weather. So mammatus clouds have often been observed by someone in the vicinity of our biggest wind events. And what that pouch forms, so it's like little pillows or pouches that are suspended down in mass from the base of the clouds. And that's really heavier droplets falling through the cloud base towards the clear, drier air that's right underneath it that forms that pouched shape. Even though we may not experience the rain where we're seeing it. Another interesting phenomena that I've seen here in Minnesota, but I associate it or have seen it many more times out west, is called virga. And virga is that situation where you can see a shaft of observable rain coming down out of a cloud, but it never reaches the ground. It either sublimates or evaporates before it hits the ground, but that shaft of observable precipitation that never reaches the ground is called a virga. Besides understanding what the clouds mean and how they are directly related to the weather we're going to get, whether it's rain or snow or hail or high winds, or just understanding the forms of clouds and how they're named and how they're talked about by people who study the weather is I think a really fun and fascinating thing to dig into now that we're getting into slowly but surely the time of year when we're going to be out more and enjoying observing the clouds.
Chell Anderson regularly fills us in on current events in the woods. Thanks for helping us understand clouds.
You're welcome.